everyone. Welcome. Hope you guys had a fun week. Heard you guys learned about the armor of God. That sounds super fun and super exciting. Well, as you guys know, I was just elected new mayor of this town. We kicked out Mayor Self-Righteous. I mean, see, Mayor Self-Righteous tried to run this town on his own agenda. He tried to run it his own way, which left the city of Greensboro open for attack. And that's exactly what happened. Greensboro was under attack, and we suffered burns and wounds. But thanks to the grace of God and the strength that he gave us, we were able to put on the armor of God and defend from the attack. So as mayor, first order of business is to repair after the attack. And how I plan to do this is through hope. Now, where do we put our hope in? God, that's right. Now, where do you think I learned about hope? Do you guys remember who my niece is?
Lady Hopeful,
that's right. So, I'm going to need some help here. So, Lady Hopeful, can you come on up and help me out? Give her a round of applause. Lady Hopeful. All right. Good to see you, Lady Hopeful. So, what kind of weapon does Lady Hopeful have?
A bow.
A bow, that is right. So, how far do you think you could shoot with that bow? You're pretty good.
Probably like the back wall.
Back wall? All right. Do you think you could shoot to the moon?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Bother?
All right. Fair enough. Well, interesting. Very interesting. Now, when the town of Greensboro was under attack, you guys were pretty outnumbered. But by God, somehow you were able to do it. How were you guys able to do it? Wow. My God. Yeah. All right. Some might say through hope. Hope in God. Now, do you guys remember the Fletcher? The Fletcher talked about bent arrows. And he said that sin is like trying to shoot and aim at a target with bent arrows. You'll miss the mark every single time. Any of you guys know Romans 3:23? Let's go to this side. Can you say a little louder one more time?
For all have fallen short of the glory of God.
Good job. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So sin is defined as falling short of God's standard. God's standard is perfection. But every time we try to reach God our own way, it's like shooting with bent arrows. We'll miss every time. Every wrong thing that we do is sin. When we lie, when we steal, when we cheat, we miss the mark. We shoot with bent arrows. So thank you, Lady Hopeful. I appreciate your help. Good demonstration. Now, I know some of you guys might be thinking, you know, I'm not so bad. I mean, yeah, sure, I'm a sinner, but I go to church every week. I'm nice to my parents. I mean, I lie every now and then. How bad can I be? But you guys remember Sweet Speech?
Yeah.
Sweet Speech? The guy who was trying to talk to Jester Joy? He was like, you know, I mean, I'm no murderer. I mean, I'm not so bad. If God were to line us all up based on how bad we are with the murderers on this side and, you know, all the good people on this side, you know, I would probably be somewhere all the way over here at the back of the line, away from all the murderers. So we were not so bad, right? I mean, surely God is pleased with how good we are. But let's look at a verse in James chapter 2, verse 10. So if I have the sound people put up, James chapter 2, verse 10. It says, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. He who keeps the whole law yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. This verse is very interesting because it goes against everything Sweet Speech said. Even if we're good people, even if we go to church, even if we're nice to our parents, if we break the law even once, we're guilty before God. Now, I want to demonstrate this real quick. So if I can get Minstrel Jay to come up and bring over the preparations. All right. I have a fun little demonstration. Whoa. All right.
Oh, this is serious.
Serious stuff. So James 2:10, whoever keeps the whole law, yet stumbles at just one point, is guilty of breaking all of it. Kids, don't try this at home, by the way.
Yeah, only at church.
Only. right. That's safety first. Oh, yeah. Safety first. All right. All right. So, let's say this is our life. You know, we're good people. You know, we listen to our parents. We try to be respectful and do good things. But, you know, I lie every now and then. You know, my mom asked me if I brushed my teeth, and I didn't. My mom asked me if I washed my hands after I got home, and I didn't. Sometimes we lie. You know, I was angry at my brother the other day. But God says, if you're angry at your brother, that's a sin. But, you know, I'm a good person, right? Let's say this is a bottle of poison, and it represents sin. If I am a good person, but, you know, I just sinned just one time, would you drink this?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But I just sinned once, though. This is so bad. You sure? Would you drink this?
Yeah.
Why not? Why would you not drink this? Because poisonous, and you'll die. That's how serious God takes sin. Sin separates you from God. Now, if I try to stir this, do you think it'll go away?
Yeah.
Think it'll disappear? Yeah?
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't think it's working. Maybe I stir harder? My goodness, okay. Well, so that is like when we try to work for our salvation. When we try to be better, when we try to make up our wrongs, it's like trying to stir it up. Sin won't go away. And we think that we're good people, but you guys remember what Romans 6:23 says? Romans 6:23. Oh, someone said it. Oh, that's Romans 3:23. God, eternal life. Good job. Wow. For the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. If I drink that, I'll die, and that's my sin. And God says that our works are filthy rags. I can try to stir that pot all I want. It's not going to go away. That's like us when we try to earn our way to God. It doesn't work. Now, do you guys remember Madam Clerk talking about cancer? She said, you know, sometimes sin can be thought of as cancer. If it's left untreated, we're going to die. If we have a cancerous tumor, we need to get it out. Now, can I do surgery on myself? No, I can't. What do I need? Who do I need? A doctor. I need a doctor. And the Bible says that Jesus is the doctor. He's the only one who can save me from my sin. Now, what has Jesus done? Renee? He died on the cross for our sins. Anyone know John 3:16? John 3:16. Who have I not? Yes. Good job. Wow. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loved us so much that he saw our helpless state. He knew that there was nothing that we can do. And let's see. Jesus came to earth to live a perfect and sinless life. He came, he sinned. He didn't sin at all. But he came and gave his life for us. We sinned so that we who were dead in our sin, might become the righteousness of God. Let's hope this works. All right. Ugh. Safety first. All right. It's close. Well, anyways, give that some time. But anyways, Jesus cleanses us by his blood. He came to die for us, by his wounds we are healed. Now, no example is going to be perfect, but the perfect example is Jesus. He lived a sinless life for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But the thing is, you know, if God loves everyone, why isn't everyone going to heaven? God loves everyone. Shouldn't everyone go to heaven? Why not? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He gives us a choice. Yeah, Josh. That's right. Yeah, God can't be with sin. God is holy. God is perfect. And sin separates us. But God gives us a choice. Just because he died for us doesn't mean everyone's going to heaven. Because if God loves us, love gives us a choice to choose him. Now, let's go back to this cancer analogy. In order to get rid of this tumor that we have to, one, admit that we have cancer. Some people are always in denial about their sin. We have to admit that we need help, and there's nothing that we can do. We can't do surgery on ourselves. Our good works won't save us. Oh, it's actually looking better. But anyway. And two, you have to believe that Jesus is the surgeon. Jesus is the only one who can heal you. He's the only one who can do the surgery. But believing isn't enough. Believing that he can save you isn't enough. You have to accept the surgery. You have to give God permission to cleanse your heart. Now, an easy way that I like to remember this, when I was your age in VBS, I learned this through the ABCs. ABCs, simple as that. So, A, you have to admit to God that you are a sinner and that there's nothing you can do. B, you have to believe that Jesus is God and that he died on the cross for your sins. But it's not enough to believe that he died for you. You have to confess your sins and commit your life to Jesus. Admit to God that you are a sinner and utterly helpless. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and he can save you. And C, confess and commit your life to him. See, what an amazing hope that we have in Jesus. A promise of eternal life for those who put their trust in Jesus. But I can't emphasize enough, this is an important decision. A decision that needs to be made now. There is urgency. This is the most important decision of your life. We don't know when we're going to die. Right now, we live on borrowed time. There's urgency. But as Jester Joy said, when she made a profession of faith and committed her life to God, how awesome is it to know that when I die, I can know with absolute certainty that I'm going to heaven for those who put their faith and trust in Jesus. So yeah, he who keeps the whole law, yet stumbles at just one point, is guilty of breaking all of it. I stand before God condemned, but because of his finished work on the cross, he cleansed me and made me healed. So what an amazing hope that I have in him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for just this week, all the fun that we had. I thank you so much for just being our hope. We were helpless, we were hopeless, but you have given us hope through your son, Jesus. Lord, if there's anyone here that hasn't made a profession of faith and put their faith and trust in you, Lord, I pray that today would be the day. You said today is a day of salvation, Lord. No one is too far gone for your grace. So I pray this, and I pray for the remainder of our day. In Jesus' name, amen.